Okay, so closing your eyes. Taking a few breaths. Relax your shoulders and your head. And then just concentrating on the breath as it enters and leaves your nose. The sound of the breath. The feeling of the breath. And as you very gently listen to the sound of your breath and the feeling of your breath, I'd like you to call in your three main guides, your doorkeeper behind you, and on the left and the right of you, your male and female guides that teach you and support you in your journey in the physical reality of Earth. Just call them in and get a sense of them. And as you do that, I want you to imagine that a cone of light, like a vortex of light, goes over your body, right down to your feet. And this cone of light is spinning around and around anti-clockwise. And as it turns around and around anti-clockwise, it very gently rejects any negativity that may be in the atmosphere around you, projected at you. It's that beautiful cone of light spinning around. Now go back to your guides and begin to feel them around you. Imagine and feel, how far are they from your physical body? Are they really close? Are they a small distance away? I'd like you to take a moment to create a connection with them. Names, feelings, words maybe, codes that you use to connect with each other. Good. So now as you breathe in very gently, taking your breath and your awareness to the top of your head, your crown chakra. And as you breathe in, it's as if you're energizing, placing awareness and attention to the top of your head. And normally for women, the crown chakra will turn anti-clockwise, and for men, it will turn clockwise. I want you to just breathe into the crown for a moment. Notice the sensations that you may feel inside your head, at the top of your head, the side of your head, or even you may feel it a little distance away from your head. Because your eyes are closed, your other senses become more activated. So it's easy for you to gain that awareness. Good. And with your crown chakra fully activated, we call in the white council, the I Am Presence of God. Just take a moment to feel this white council or brotherhood, and who's associated with that. Become aware of any different sensations you may be feeling. Good. Now we call on the Blue Council. A beautiful Blue Council that governs spiritual healing of all kinds. And at this moment, they are concentrating on your ascension, that part of you. Pay attention to any sensations, vibrational sounds associated with the Blue Council. Good. Now we're calling in the Brown Council, related to physical matter and manifestation. working with the elements, within your soul and your body, as you call them in, pay attention to any different feelings and sensations or sounds. Good. Now we're going to call in the Green Council, that of magic, imagination, joy. And again, take note of any sensations, sounds, feelings. Does the weight around your head shift, or is it somewhere else? Good. And now we're going to call in the Red Council. Works with the bloodlines, your karma from this world and beyond, the karma that you hold regarding your family in this world and beyond. And again, take note, has there a shift in your energy, a different sound, sensation? Did something change in how you're feeling? Note the vibration in your body with the Red Council. Good. Now we call in the Purple Council. Supporting your personal authority and empowerment. The empowerment for you to achieve what you've come to achieve. Sometimes they assist with meeting the right people at the right time. Can also help with physical strength. So note how you feel, the sensations, any vibrational sound when you draw them close. In your own words, in your own way, Invite these counsels into your life, your mission, your purpose. And should you choose, commit to surrendering to their knowledge and their guidance. And they're very aware they've been called to gather around each and every one of you to release you this day from all fragments, implants, resistance, and resonances that you have gathered in your soul, either on this planet, other planets, or interdimensional. That hold you back from your mission and expressing your authority, your empowerment, your joy, and your creativity. Whether these have been created on different worlds, and your soul holds a cellular memory, of what happened on that world that gave you the signature, it's dangerous to have power or authority, it's dangerous to express yourself, to be fully empowered. Just allow them to do their work now. And as they do, I want you to, in your mind or out loud, have a conversation with them. Concentrate on your breath, breathing in and out. becoming aware of any sensations in your body. And should you choose throughout this next week, when you do your meditation in the morning or the evening, or even if you take a few minutes at the beginning of the day to sit quietly, close your eyes and go within and call in these counsels and ask that they work with you that day. That you become a vehicle for their love, their light, their truth, and that they guide you within a loving embrace. So very gently, when you're ready, you can wiggle your toes, your fingers, flutter your eyelids and allow yourself to open your eyes.